From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian government planes have bombed U.S.-supported Kurdish militia targets in Hasakah, Syria for the second consecutive day. As Edward Uranian reports, this marks a new escalation against its once Kurdish allies, and the city has become a flashpoint for the conflict in Syria.
Amateur video shows hundreds of civilians fleeing Hasakah after a second day of airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes over the city. Kurdish militia targets, in addition to civilian areas, were reportedly hit. Rami Abdulrahman, who heads the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, told the media that over 20 people were killed by both the airstrikes and fighting on the ground between Kurdish militiamen and government forces. He said that the city's hospital was also in urgent need of doctors to treat the casualties. Amateur video showed Kurdish militia units known as Asayish exchanging fire with Syrian government forces over control of part of the city. Kurdish forces reportedly control the east of the city, while government forces are hunkered down in the city center. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Meanwhile, the United States responded to the airstrikes in Hasakah by sending in its own aircraft to protect U.S. coalition forces in the area. A Pentagon spokesman said Friday the strikes did not threaten coalition forces who were operating near Hasakah, but the U.S. scrambled aircraft to protect coalition forces, and the Pentagon contacted the Russian government, which has been carrying out airstrikes in support of the Assad government. The spokesman said Russia indicated that Russian aircraft were not involved in the strikes in Hasakah, and we made clear that coalition aircraft would defend its troops on the ground if threatened. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, has stepped down. Manafort's resignation Friday came just days after the second major shakeup in Trump's campaign. The campaign said Manafort offered his resignation and Trump accepted it, thanking him for his help during the Republican convention and calling him a true professional. Manafort has also been the subject of extensive news coverage over his work for pro-Russian former Ukrainian president Viktor Yanukovych that allegedly involved overseeing millions of dollars in secret payments. Serhii Leshenko, a former investigative journalist turned lawmaker, on Friday published several pages of the once secret accounting documents of Ukraine's pro-Kremlin party. They purport to show payments of $12.7 million earmarked for Paul Manafort. Leshenko said that Manafort had worked in Ukraine for several years and that the entries in the ledgers are the only explanation of how he could have been paid.
Another point from these books, they were confirmed. People who were mentioned in these papers, they confirmed that they were involved in this activity and money were taken. So we can only use the papers here.
Manafort has denied that he received any off-the-books cash payments. U.S. Florida Governor Rick Scott said on Friday that officials had identified a second area of Zika transmission on the U.S. mainland. Scott told reporters that five Zika infections had been linked to an area that encompasses most of the tourist-friendly South Beach. The Florida governor says the county has begun an aggressive mosquito eradication plan in Miami Beach.
We will continue to work with the county's mosquito control district and the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services to ensure we are utilizing all resources for mosquito abatement.
Another infection zone was previously identified in Miami's Wynwood Arts District. The mosquito-borne Zika virus has been linked to severe birth defects. And American swimmer Ryan Lochte has apologized for his behavior in a robbery scandal in Rio following his competition in the Olympics. In a statement on Twitter Friday, Lochte wrote, "I want to apologize for my behavior last weekend, for not being more careful and candid in how I described the events of that early morning, and for my role in taking the focus away from the many athletes fulfilling their dreams of participating in the Olympics." Lochte and three teammates initially told police they were robbed at gunpoint early Sunday morning on their way back from a party. Two of the swimmers later admitted to fabricating the story after they were detained at the airport while attempting to return to the United States. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.